It's been on my heart lately and how that we've been practicing week after week after week with our music and coming together, and I realize that it's not even about the music at all, that it's never been about the song at all. And as I've sought the Lord about that, I made a commitment unto God, and I said, Lord, it doesn't matter if one would sing one song or two songs or three songs. I just want to help lead into a state of worship where we're able to get in to the presence of God. You read in the Word of God about how they began to play upon the instruments to soothe the spirits that was upon them. And it reminds me that there might be things on my mind, in my heart, on me that might be hindering me. So there is such an anointed time for the music to be able to soothe our hearts and minds. And all I can tell you is take advantage of an opportunity that the Spirit of God would use to come by to soothe that spirit that would try to hinder you from being able to hear the Word of God. Now, I love the Word of God just like the next person. I love it more than anything in the world, but sometimes if I'm not in the right spirit, what good is it for me to hear it if it's the best in the world? If my spirit's not ready to receive the Word of God, what good does it do me to hear the preaching as anointed as the highest anointed evangelist in this world? My spirit has to be in a place where I'm able to receive God's word. Worship breaks us down to where we're able to receive God's word. Worship humbles me. Worship brings unity. Worship brings me to a place where I love my neighbor as myself. And I was always thanking God tonight. I thank the Lord for each and every one of you that I see your faces, that you have another opportunity to come into the presence of God. I know that we read so much about that, but I have to learn to allow God to soothe me. Soothe me, Lord. Soothe me, God. Help me, Lord, to be in a place of peace. I must be the only one. Well, let me introduce you to somebody that doesn't live in peace 24 hours a day, that has to depend upon God to soothe him for his troubles in his life. Let me introduce you to somebody that has to have the presence of the Lord in his life to feel the power of God through the pulling down of strongholds, to believe in singing and worshiping him. I have to believe. I have to trust him. He is all that I need. He is my every supply. He is my healer, and that is why I trust him. That is why I worship when I don't feel good. That is why I worship when I am in lack, when I do without. That's how I can worship, because it soothes my spirit. Satan would come to sift you as wheat before you ever get soothed. Before you ever get a hold of peace, he wouldn't want you to get a hold of the Word of God. So if he even gets you snapped up, consumed before the Word's ever preached, he's already won the battle. He's already won the battle. Before anybody ever got the Word of God out and brought the Word of the hour, you wouldn't have heard it. You done missed it, because your spirit, your ground wasn't broke. Your heart wasn't ready. Glory to God. We got to get in a place in our life where we can receive what God has for us. It says in there, as a child, as a babe would receive milk, that kind of dependency. They can't have anything else when they're that young. They can't handle that. It has to be the milk when they're that young. And if we're not strong enough to handle what's out there, then we need the only thing, the only thing that will bring us through. You can try everything else that tastes good, looks good, smells good, might sound good at the time, but it's the Word of God that you'll depend on in the midnight hour. It's the Spirit of God that's going to soothe you when you are in trouble. I'm just testifying to you that we can look to other things and you'll feel empty. You'll feel void. You'll feel like a transgressor, claiming to know the Word of God, claiming to have the Word of God in your life, but not actually using the Word of God. That weighs hard. It feels hard. You can see it on our faces, trying to live life without being soothed. We're tormented. We're not in peace. We're not able to live in joy, not able to hold our head up when we live with so much of God. He said to look to the hills. That didn't mean hold your head down. That meant to be faithful. He said to look up to God. Not to doubt Him. Not to doubt the Word of God, but to look up. So I'm testifying to you. I'm somebody that's pulling my head up today. I'm somebody that come in tonight that needed to be soothed by the worship. I just don't come in to sing. I need to be soothed by what God would bring through the music, by what God would bring through the testimonies. So I need you. As we are one body, we need each other to walk. We need each other to lift our hands. We need each other to pick things up. We need each other for all those things. So don't let the devil scoop you up out of church while you're still in the seat. Don't let him steal your mind before you ever get to hear the one thing that will help you. Reach out to God as soon as you get an opportunity. That's why he said enter into the gates with thanksgiving. That gives no room to the devil. You're already coming in being thankful for all that he's done for you. And I linked up with what she said tonight. It makes me thankful from the week to week of what God does. And if I grabbed hold of that each and every time, I'd give no room to nothing to distract me from being soothed for what's troubling me. I'd be able to enjoy church for a change instead of getting a hiccup about it and going and telling everybody else why I don't enjoy church. Then it makes them wonder if I should enjoy it because they don't. Let me tell you something. We better get in a place where we enjoy church and start telling people that we enjoy it. We're not being an example like we should be. We can't afford to advertise radio. We're the best advertisement that we got here. If we're telling everybody we don't enjoy where we go, why would we expect anybody to show up? Everybody I talk to, I tell them I enjoy service. And this is a joke. I say, I enjoy the preaching too. That's a joke. That's a joke. I'm going to finish, but I'm going to say this. When I was reading, we might preach later. It doesn't matter. But what I was reading today, what the Lord was putting on my heart is that I'm letting too much time go by. I'm tarrying too long before I reach out when it comes to church service. I'm tarrying too long before I jump in the pool when the waters get troubled. I keep waiting on this great big thing to happen. Keep waiting on this great big move to happen when God's looking for me to step on out there and to be that first one to lift my hand, to be that first one to step out in worship, to be that first one on my feet to show everybody, guess what, Jared showed up to worship tonight. I'm waiting too long, waiting too long. He said we were lively stones. Lively stones. And if we weren't lively stones, then we were as stumbling blocks. I don't want to be that kind of rock. I don't want to be something that gets in your way from being able to get to God. I want to get out of your way and be something that you can step on to get to God. How can I do that? By reaching out to help you. By praising the Lord and showing you there is a better way. Oh, hallelujah. My excitement level is just way up here today. I'm just crazy enough to believe God for everything in front of me and pushing out everything that's already happened behind me. I'm going on. I'm looking up and not to the left or to the right. What does that mean? Not easily distracted. Not if somebody comes up and tries to tear me away from my walk to the left. That means to the left means I'm still trying to go forward and somebody's trying to turn me back. Means I'm partially turned, but not all the way. As a hindrance. As a hindrance. If I'm not to the left or to the right, then I am focused. How do I keep my focus? Coming in with my mind made up. Now, we've heard that all our lives. But how do we really say that? Determine in your heart. Determine in your heart. I determined in my heart before I got here. I said, Lord, I don't want to slouch on you, God. If you want to preach me 10 minutes in, 2 hours in, after two preachers have preached, I don't care. Lord, if you want to have me sing, I'll sing. If you want me just to pray, I'll pray. But I am determined in my heart to help somebody. I am determined to give you praise and not be hindered by anything. My heart is broken because so many people have lost what they read in the Word of God as the joy of their salvation. And that's not just being thankful for being saved, but there is joy to be had in life with what you've already got inside of you. Not just for being redeemed, but for what God has placed down inside of your spirit. He said he put it down in the depths of your belly. Said it flows as rivers of living water. Hallelujah. Continual. Oh, hallelujah. Never to be ceased. I'm saying never to be ceased. You see a running river of water, it's not stopping. It's fresh. You can drop from that river. There's not enough time for infection to sit in that river. Not enough time for anything to try to get in. The only thing you ever see from a freshwater river is people drawing from it. And if you're continual serving God, people will be able to draw from you. They'll look at you and say, there's something in their life. I want to change in my life. I want to have that joy. I want to have that peace. I want to be able to praise the Lord like they are in their hard time. Oh, hallelujah. I don't think we're getting a hold of that tonight. I'm praising the Lord in a hard time tonight. I'm praising the Lord in a hard time tonight. I'm believing God through the hard times because I know that better days are coming. Better days are ahead of me. Somebody needs to say that tonight. Better days are ahead of me. Better days are ahead of me. He said that you would suffer temptation for a season. It's only for a little while, but better days are ahead of you. Glory to God.